welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, and today it's, well, as is every day, it's good buddy Adam. Good buddy host guy Adam.
Greetings.
And today we're going to be listening to some new stuff. I can't say another word until we pass a minute. But anyways,
I better be mindful of the words. I better be extra careful with the words I choose. So do we reach the minute mark?
Oh yeah, we're past the minute mark.
Fuck.
Thank God, Jesus. Fuck, that's hard. Yeah. Why is it half of that? Honestly, it's really only 30 seconds. We can't cuss because half of it's the music.
Yeah.
But fuck, that's hard.
Yeah.
That is hard. I usually like to start off with "Hey, fuck boys," like, you know, or something like, I don't know.
I never realized. Because I did listen to one episode of, I don't remember what. We say fuck a lot.
Well, it's a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word that, as Bernie Mac said, it's a word that describes things that, you know, I don't have any other meaning for. Yeah. Right? It's a noun because it's a person, place, or a thing. It's also an adjective, it's a verb, it's an adverb, it's every fucking thing.
Dude, it's just, we say it quite a bit.
Liberal usage of the word fuck on these podcasts.
Yeah, here. Well, I mean, what are you going to do about it? I don't plan on changing anytime soon, so.
Nah, neither do I. So that's just how it is. You don't like it?
Get fucked.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Anyways, well, today we have some interesting things to listen to. I mean, I said new track buffet, but it's really only like two fucking songs.
What a way to blow it out of proportion. But at the same token, at least it'll be funny to people like, wait, there's only two things.
This isn't a buffet. Yeah, this is like when you go to like the hometown buffet, but they're about to close and they only have like three things out.
It's right? Hot dogs, macaroni, and like.
And then the old pizza that's under the lamp. That's all there. All right? Sorry. Like, you know, hey, but who knows? Because I haven't listened to either of these things. So these things, it could be, holy shit, they left out some filet mignon today. They had some shit left over. Yeah. We don't know.
Well, I mean, part of the nature of the podcast is to talk about new things as they're emerging. So
that's true.
We're doing that with these two bands.
And what's great is we each have one that we found, too.
Yeah,
Which is rare because I usually don't find shit. But
yeah. So why don't you? OK, so what that was from. That was from zero to.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes is the intro. 0 to 3. All right, you want me to go first with mine?
Yes, please do.
Okay, all right. So now it's very difficult to go in with an open mind because those of you who've listened to us before, you know our thoughts and our feelings on the nepotism thing with already famous people and their kids and doing music and doing it in anything really, all right? And we've talked ad nauseum about that, so obviously you know how we feel. But I found this little short video came upon my TikTok feed, and it was a video of formerly fat Silent Bob, now skinny Silent Bob, and he was dressed up in his Silent Bob garb, and he was talking about, oh man, I really wish I had some new music to listen to. And then there's some lady in the background, and now granted, I'm not like a fucking cultist of Kevin Smith. I mean, yeah, I like his movies, but I'm not a cultist, so I didn't know. But apparently, it was some lady in there. I was like, I literally said, who is this big-nosed, ugly bitch sitting in the background behind Kevin Smith? That's literally what I said. And I'm like, all right, oh, it's his daughter. Oh, okay, my bad. She's a grown-ass adult now, all right? So, whatever. She makes her own choices. But then she says, oh yeah, my new band Cinnamon has a new song out, and our first single, it's been released. You should check it out. And then he's like, oh, what, really? Oh, let's go check it out. Let's go to Spotify and Apple Music. Oh, he starts shilling this thing, right? Which, okay, I guess it's his daughter. Of course you're gonna fucking do that. I immediately thought, oh, we need to listen to whatever the fuck this is. So I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I just searched it. That's on Apple Music. So I know it's there. So we can listen to it for free. I'm very interested to see how this is going to turn out.
I'm curious too, because judging by the numerous experiences we've had with artists that
are nepotist bands or nepotism bands,
they don't tend to work out particularly well. So Maybe she's pretty decent.
I don't know. Maybe she's good. I don't know. And this is the other thing. I looked them up to try to find them, and of course they're the same name as some other fucking band from like Sweden in like the 80s or 90s. So all that comes up. I had to go like 9 Google pages to fucking find anything. There's no Wikipedia page. There's not shit about them. I finally came across their Instagram page. They've got like a couple thousand followers, so it's not that big. But there's no information. It's just pictures of them, and I don't know who the fuck any of them are other than her. So I don't know who's in this band. I don't know if there's anybody good in it. I mean, fuck, who knows?
I know who's going to follow them eventually in the future is going to be Sedona, dude.
After he's going to try to dick ride them?
Yeah.
Once they get, hey, you think I can get a Kevin Smith shout out for my new album?
Yeah, baby. Or can I get a place on a can I get a soundtrack placement on a Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So the name of the track is called Star. All right, and the picture is of like some kind of a dog. I don't know, barking. It's just a single.
Wow, let me see that.
It's like a, I don't know if that's a Rottweiler or like a, you know, some kind of dog barking.
All right, man. Real shit.
Yeah.
This kind of looks like a ripoff of another album. I don't hate it, but I've seen this before.
Yeah, it looks familiar. I don't know from where, but
type in Albert Hammond Jr.
Albert Hammond.
H A M M O N D.
Oh, like John Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
Albert Hammond Jr.
If you check out one of his albums, I don't remember what the second one is called.
Album covers.
Yeah, there you go. The dog.
Oh, shit. That's Cujo. That's what that is. It's Cujo. That's the same fucking image. All right.
It's just invert. It's just black and white.
It's black and white, and it's inverted reverse ways.
Yeah, it's mirrored.
All right. I don't know. It's fishy. Anyways.
I guess, if I had to be honest, I don't hate it.
Yeah, no.
I think it looks
terrible.
Cool. Yeah. I think it looks cool. Yeah. And judging, dude, I'll tell you what, man, because I've talked about this perhaps on a previous episode, but dude, sometimes when it comes to music, you can judge a book by its cover when it comes to album art, because there's some straight fucking trash when it comes to album art, and it's enough to turn me off. It's enough. But there's the flip side with like Baby, with her cover with Daredevil 2000, where yeah. I was like, I don't know what this is about, but I'm gonna fucking check it out. Yeah. And it turned out to be fucking rad.
Turned out to be excellent.
This first impressions, while I do think it's plagiarized, I do think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, fuck it. Let's give it a listen.
So this is what? Star?
Star by Cinnamon. So fire up your Apple machines or your fucking Spotify's or your fucking
Napsters
or your fucking LimeWires or Frostwires or
your ham radios?
Your GMVRS ham radios. And
or your Mossberg 88 Maverick shotgun.
Maybe you might want to load that up because this might be bad. You might want to kill yourself after this. I don't know. All right, you guys just have to fuck.
All right,
here we go. This is Star by Cinnamon. All right, so that was Star by Cinnamon. What are your first impressions?
I want you to go first.
Oh, you want me to go first? You can tell that she's probably not that good as a vocalist, because that's her as a vocalist. She's the vocalist, right? Because I feel like they reverbed her voice, and when the music is hitting at the beginning, it wasn't overshadowed, but that music is way louder than like the voice on the mix, it felt like to me. And I feel like that's on purpose, but yeah. It just sounded like every fucking what's that fucking band from the, like, it just sounded like that shit. I don't know.
God damn it. So. Realistically,
yeah.
For me personally, mm-hmm. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was probably par for a lot of 90s things. Like,
yeah. Sounds like some 90s, like.
It sounds like Mazzy Star. It sounds like the Cranberries. It sounds a little grungy. It's got a little bit of that fucking Alice in Chains, like that bass line.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like the Rooster. I don't think it's the worst thing. I actually think it's all right. I think with more songs, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah.
This is just the first offering.
Yeah.
I'll say this too. Yeah. It sounds like a bunch of shit that I've already heard, but it's not shit that I didn't clarify. Like, I don't hate it. Yeah. I don't like it either, but I don't hate it. It's like, I'd be interested to see what else they do. Because my personal feeling is that we're going to get, when they get, like, they're probably going to drop 3 or 4 more singles, maybe even 5 or 6 more singles, and then they'll probably put out an album, right? I have a feeling that when the album comes out, it's probably all going to sound the same. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
It does have a little bit of a whole energy about it, too.
A little bit.
But I think it comes across strongest as, like, a shoegaze.
Yeah.
A shoegaze band, but I don't think it was the worst thing. Of all the things that we've listened to that where people are the son or daughter of...
It's better than that other thing.
Duff McKagan? Yeah,
Grace McKagan. It's better than that.
Grace McKagan. I think it's definitely better than that. And the voice, I don't know if I'm that much harsher than what you're saying about she can't really sing. I think this is kind of par for the genre for, I don't know, man. It's just
alt rock or grunge. I don't know.
Shoegaze. Like, it's kind of par for shoegaze, but the real story will be told once we hear a handful of songs that come out and maybe like an EP, where, you know, maybe 4 or 5 songs will be collected in an EP. But honestly, man, I didn't hate it. I thought it was all right. I thought it was, this is first impression, so I think I need a few more songs to really get an idea of what they're going to do for
Oh, man, she's in another band.
What band?
Called The Tenth.
The Tenth?
Yeah. Bubblegum Punk.
Bubblegum Punk.
Debut album. Yeah, they put out an album with this. I wonder what happened with that. I wonder if she told them to go fuck the
probably folded.
Yeah, maybe. But, interesting.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I was expecting the worst, and I was actually surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So that was that. What was the name? What was the name of the fucking?
Who did we say was signed? What? Where were we at for the timeline?
Oh, that was 12 and a half minutes. Where did I say? Who did I say made this fucking copyright? Array Records. That's right. I'm just curious to see who Array Records are.
Okay.
Because that's who they're apparently signed with. Array Records, Array Home, Array Partners. That's a law firm. That's not. Array Records Limited. They're on, let's look at their fucking Instagram. Bringing you a world of art. Record label, audio production, DJ solutions. All right, let's see your link tree here, fellas.
Roster, please. I'd like to know YouTube, what the roster
Twitter,
is.
Twitter, Facebook, Amazon. They have literally everything except a website. All right, I don't know. What do you think would have their fucking...
Not even a website, like arrayrecords.com or anything like that?
They don't have fucking anything. It looks like they've got, I don't know, Array Records. Ghostica. Cheating Chronicles. I don't know what the fuck any of this stuff is.
Neither do I.
I would imagine that...
Are you sure that's the same... That's the same... Record know. Label that she's
Array,
part of?
This is Array, copyright Array Records followers. Fuck. Oh, you know,
yeah, right, just see. Check what's to her, see if name?
Harley
Cinnamon. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Followers. Cinnamon. Oh, they're not following them. Maybe it's not the right one.
Yeah.
Following.
I'm going to be honest. It's probably a record label she made herself.
Oh, you think it is?
Yeah, possibly.
It's somebody else already has the name. Come up with a better name. Dude. A band name that already exists, a record label apparently that already exists.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Because this doesn't look like any of the music.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look like anything like that. All right, maybe Array Records. Let me go back to the search page and just see. Because I'm curious. I want to know who the fuck Array Records are. Array Records. Damn, there's nothing. I wonder if there's like a Array Records.
New Jersey or something.
Cinnamon. Okay, Cinnamon Toast Records. That's not it. Array. This is a keeps coming with this fucking law firm.
I don't think it's real. I don't. Or you if it is, it if it's real, it's because she started the record label and it's not. They don't have all the stuff up or something.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? I got a good idea. Let's do the California LLC search.
But he doesn't live here.
Doesn't he? Yeah, they live in. This says they're based in L.A.
They're based in L.A.
I think that's what it said. Does he live in L.A.? I'm pretty sure he does.
I don't know. You have to give it a try.
Let's see. Let's give it
a search. Yeah, see what happens.
Business entity search. All right, let's go here. All right, let's just see. I'm fucking curious. Business. God damn it. More about business entities, trademarks. Wait a minute. All right, let's see. Where's the service name reservations?
Right there.
This one?
It's fourth on the bottom.
Did
go
I
back.
The right one?
Fourth, the just under file corporation state of information. Go up, all the way to the top. One? Online services.
Oh, online services. Oh,
go work your way down.
Search?
There you go.
Oh, there it is. All right. Let's just see. Search free business search. All right. Let's do array records. Shit. Search. Nothing.
Probably doesn't exist.
You're right. Probably doesn't fucking exist. Man, you know what we should do? Is we should file the fucking name. And take it.
Yeah, and then sell back to them.
And then sell it back to them for a profit.
And then we'll have a funny story.
Dude, that'd be hilarious. I got a phone call from Kevin Smith. Ah, you son of a bitch. It's Silent Bob. You took my daughter's fucking name.
That's my daughter's record label.
You son of a bitch. And be like, oh, you can buy it back for me for, I don't know, 40 grand? Damn, we're assholes, man. I think I am going to do that. Dude, would that be worth paying the $800 for? Like, man, that might be worth it. I don't know. God damn it. We're going to have to think about that.
Sworn enemy of Kevin Smith.
Dude, that would be great if we became... He's like, those goddamn Game Rage magazine bastards. They did it again. Yeah. Damn it. Damn it, Muse. He's going to be telling him the podcast. Oh, shit. All right. So what's the one that you got?
All right. So the band's called The New Machine. And
all right. Wait, what time is it? It's 17. Let's just say 1730 is where
1730.
Yeah.
All right. 1730 it is, boys.
The New Machine. All right.
1730,
1731. All right. Artist. OK, here they are.
So this band, as a result of looking into. So I'm doing this like new thing now because I think I've been too invested in artists and I need to start looking into the people that are in and around artists, whether that's like the mixer, the masters, management, or literally anything.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to help us see the bigger picture when it comes to the music industry in general. But it also, I think, is going to be a form of vetting when it comes to music. Where we're looking, because me looking into a mixer, I think these guys are going to know good music. And they're also capable of making the music sound the best that it can. So by going and following these people, I think I'm helping myself out as a form of vetting that I'm not going to waste my time looking into all kinds of resources for music. Maybe sometimes I'll just start looking into what mixers, the people... mixers are working with to get an idea of, like, you know, what things I should be paying attention to in music, what could be the next thing. And I don't really know how I feel about this band in particular, but just by nature of this person whose name is Raul, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I could be pronouncing it incorrectly because he's originally from Mexico, but I think he's a U.S. citizen now. This guy's name is Raul Suellar or Suellar. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Suellar?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. And I apologize if I'm not getting it right. But basically, this is a person that worked on Nice's mixing for all the tracks, right? I think he produced and also mixed the albums. So he helped them with the recording process, and he also... did the post-production of the album itself with the mixing and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, shit. So this guy originally was, like, working at Apple or some shit. Not as, like, a software engineer, but I think is just working for Apple. I forgot what kind of capacity, but he basically went all in from going to being, like, a part-time producer and record helping artists record stuff. And he just... he ended up creating his own home studio, and it was assisted by this guy named John H. Brandt, who's like an expert when it comes to acoustics. So he had his whole garage converted into a professional grade studio.
Oh, nice.
For artists to record. And he's worked with like NoFX. He's worked with the Interrupters, a lot of like legacy punk bands, but also more contemporary ones. And Nice is one of them. And as a result of me going on his page, I found this band called The New Machine. And although he has worked with punk bands, this one I think registers more as a metalcore band. And if I'm not mistaken, they're from the Long Beach area or Huntington Beach area. But I was just kind of curious to see what your thoughts are on this band.
All right.
So we'll listen to both tracks available. I think they're going to win you over. I can't remember which one it was, but they do a sound drop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love me some sound drops.
And I think you're going to like it as a result of this.
All right. All right.
So you pick whatever track you want to leave with first.
We'll just go with the one that I have queued up, which is To Be Blunt. So this is The New Machine, To Be Blunt.
All right.
All right. Should we listen to both of them? No, but I'm saying, should we listen to both of them and then talk? Or should we do one, talk about it, and then do the other one at a time?
Do one at a time.
All right. So this will be To Be Blunt, The New Machine. Here we go. All right. That was To Be Blunt, The New Machine. That was fucking awesome, man. I mean, metal is my jam or whatever, right? But I also love female fucking fronted metal bands. And that was fucking awesome. That gave me, I don't know if you remember playing Nazi Zombies on Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
And you remember they had, I forget the name of the fucking band who did it, but they had those, like, if you hit certain triggers, you get these like sweet ass fucking metal bands or metal songs from this lady.
Yeah.
And that's like that could be like in like the new Nazi Zombies game, like that, or Zombies or whatever the fuck it's called now. That was fucking cool.
Yeah. I don't really know what to make of them personally. Like, I don't know if the vocals for me are too, I don't even know if this is the right phrase or word, but I have some criticisms about the band. They look too sweet. Like they're very young.
Yeah, okay, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's an imagery problem. Like,
okay, so what? But they're a metal band. Like, who gives a shit? The music's fire.
The music's great.
Who cares what they look like?
But I'm saying if they want to go the distance.
All right, think about this. Okay, baby metal, right? Japanese female metal band.
Lolita
plus, fucking, like,
yeah.
They look sweet and innocent.
Yes, but I'm saying that they don't have a look. They don't have a look.
These guys don't have a look? Well, yeah. They only have two fucking songs out. So,
yes, I know, but I'm saying they need to get that on the way. And also, the vocals, if I had, like, a slight critique, I feel like the production of the vocals themselves feel a little popish. Like, it's good and bad. I think it makes it accessible. Like, it kind of makes it more mainstream, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Like, it could be something that a lot of people listen to. Because if it was, like, hard screaming, like, banshee yells and shit.
Yeah, it might not be as good.
It might be more niche than mainstream, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as, like, the songs themselves, how they sound fucking great, dude. The thunderous, like, the drum kit sounds so fucking, yeah, like, loud. It's thunderous. Like, it echoes through, it reverberates throughout whatever space they recorded this. If I'm to assume that this was at the studio, Riff Audio Studio.
Dude, this guy right here looks like a cross between Eddie Guerrero and Johnny Depp. What the
fuck? Yeah.
Shit, that's funny. And this guy looks like the, what's his name? Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat. Dude.
just on first impressions for me hearing it, I thought it was cool. I just don't know. Dude, I mean, as far as metal goes, is that something that still plays for festivals and radio? Like, because Killswitch Engage hasn't, I know I'm making the comparison to Killswitch Engage because it's like the only metalcore band that I know, and I know there's far more than that, but I feel like the window for that type of music has passed. And for them to do this music, it feels a little bit dated.
See, that's where we're going to disagree. I don't think that you need, I don't know, as a band, all right? I think you just go in and you play what you fucking want to play. You play what you love to play.
Yeah.
And if it's quote unquote past the time, whatever, I don't think any of that matters. I think good is good. So you, these, listen, what was that fucking the Sincere's or whatever, right? I hated them and I don't like that music, but I didn't, it's not good. If that kind of fucking weird ass music, but it was good, I could get behind it. There's a lot of shit that I don't like, but I can get behind it if it's good. This is good. Whether the time has passed for this metalcore or not. Yeah, maybe the 2010s was the Killswitch Engage metalcore fucking era. But I don't think it matters that that time has passed because good is good.
Yeah, it sounds great. Like I said, I'm not. It sounds good in a technical sense and it yeah. sounds good in a musical melodic sense.
And just off of one song.
Just off of one song. And I think the second one is just as good. I just don't like I don't know if this is like my forte, so I just don't really know what to make of them, but we're here talking about it. And
man, we should hit them up and see if they, cause they're nobodies right now. So we should hit them up and see if they want to do an interview.
Yeah.
Cause I'd be interested to, but they also have a new song coming out on Sunday, the 16th. So
it's either a song or an EP.
So I think it's a song. Cause it has one track on it. Cause when you click the link,
like
Escapism,
uh-huh.
You go to the iTunes link and it's just got the one song.
Oh, Escapism. It's just one song. Okay.
So it's coming out the 16th. Yeah. And they're not signed to anybody because it's copyright 2025, the new machine. Yeah. So like,
and to some degree, as I was saying before, this guy, Raul, who is the mixer and also producer for different projects, for him to be involved in this means he sees value in this. And I see value in it as well. I just don't know, like, how much. I don't know. I feel like I'm blinded right now.
A lot. I see a lot. There's a lot of value in this.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think. I think this is going to be fucking huge.
All right. So this is the fucking track that I think you're going to. If you like this band.
This is 100%.
Yeah, you're in 100%.
All right. Here we go. So this is Silent Statues by The New Machine. Here we go. All right, that was fucking awesome. Now watch this drive. God damn. One of my favorite lines of all time, and they fucking put it in there, man.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking, dude, when I heard that, I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I'm like, these kids look like they're fucking 18 years old, and they
weren't even alive when George W. Bush was president.
But they know it's funny enough, and they included it. I mean, it kind of, I don't think it detracts from the song, but it's kind of like an obscure reference to throw in a track, but I think it actually helps the song. I think it adds a lot of value to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I think it adds immense value. That song's fucking great. That reminds me of, there's this game I used to play back in the late 90s on the PC called Silent Thunder. And it was a kind of like a flight combat, like flight simulator game, but you could only fly as an A-10 Warthog. Mm. And you'd go around and you'd fucking burn people and you'd drop bombs and stuff. And the soundtrack to Silent Thunder and Silent Thunder 2, The Thundering, were fucking...
Is that what it was really called?
No, I just made that up. But there was a sequel called Silent Thunder 2. I don't remember. The Thundering would be a great fucking name, though. Silent Thunder 2... White Lightning. I don't know. the game soundtrack for both of those was fucking fire. It was only instrumentals and it was all just like, I don't know if it was done in like the MIDI. It was all like MIDI fucking like heavy metal guitar and like drums and shit. And God damn, it was so good. That kind of reminds me of a couple of songs on there. And it was just fire. And it just brings back great memories of like, blowing up digital fucking Iraqis in those games and digital Russians and stuff. It was fucking awesome. But anyways, that shit's fire. I honestly can't wait for the next track to come out. Luckily, it's coming out Sunday so we can listen to it. But man, that is fucking sweet.
Yeah. So now I personally believe I can leave the evaluation of music in the hands of people that work directly with it.
Yeah.
I don't actually just have to look for bands by shotgunning and going to different things. I can put faith in certain people
Because I think this Raul guy kind of knows what's up when it comes to music. So for him to be involved with Nice and this project, I think that says a lot about him, too. Not only just because he's involved, but also because he probably thinks there's value in this music and he enjoys it himself.
Yeah, and he's definitely right about that.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking great. I'm excited to see where these kids go. We'll be... It's that fucking Full Metal Jacket after he fucking tells him like about stacking shit high, and he goes, "Oh, you suck dick, mama." And he's like, "Oh, I'll be watching you. Oh, we'll be watching you." The new machine.
New machine, we're coming for you, new ninja.
Oh, man. Anyways. All right. Well, fuck. Did you have any other bands or anything? That was it?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, hey, listen, we said Buffet and people are going to look at this and go, man, 30 plus minutes of new track Buffet. Oh, it was three songs. Anyways.
Actually, you know what? Maybe you should change the title of this episode to Sampler.
A new track sampler?
Yeah. Artist sampler or something. Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll do that.
That's probably more appropriate because it's like you get a little bit of everything.
We already referenced it at the beginning of the episode. Now people are going to go, what the fuck are they talking about?
No, Buffet. Suck my ass. Dude, you change it.
No, you suck my ass. I'm not changing it either. I'm going to keep it as Buffet. All right? It's funny that way. Anyways, all right. Well, I guess that's the end of it. You got anything else to add?
No, I guess we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll be back in approximately 5 minutes.
For the next recording.
Anyways, all right. Go fuck yourselves. We'll see you guys on the next one.